We're monitoring the situation in Puerto Rico, which is dealing with the aftermath of the worst hurricane it has faced in a century. In Mexico City today, an army of volunteers is racing to find survivors buried in rubble after Tuesday's magnitude 7.1 earthquake. The death toll is already in the hundreds. Jorge Valencia is a reporter with KJZZ in Mexico City. Jorge, the whole country is watching that school where more than 20 children died. There are more missing, including one who authorities now know is alive. They're trying to save. What can you tell us?
Well, the reports that we've gotten coming out of the school say that this is a little girl whose name is Frida Sofia. They say that rescuers actually yesterday called out and to see if there were any signs of life. They believe that there was a girl there and that they saw her fingers wiggling. Now, the thing with the situation is that some of the reports are conflicting about what is actually happening there. But at least if what we're getting is correct, I mean, she certainly is emblematic of the overall hope of the rescue operations at that school and at the many other places where there are still people being dug out.
Yeah, hopefully they will be able to bring her out alive, because so many other children obviously were not able to be brought out alive. You've been traveling around the city. What have you seen? What's the extent of the destruction?
Well, in this city, I have seen several buildings firsthand, just traveling mostly on foot, trying not to contribute to the congestion in the city. Like many people are trying to allow emergency vehicles to travel freely in a city that's usually very congested. The city has confirmed 38 buildings, many of them mid-rise apartment buildings. And then also outside of the city, we've had a couple of dozen more. And so certainly there's been bad news and there's been good news. The bad news is that unfortunately and not surprisingly, the death toll has continued to come up. But at the same time, we've gotten good news that more than 50 people have been rescued from different places in Mexico City and in surrounding areas.
What about the infrastructure? You talked about the buildings that have collapsed. What about the roads? Are they operational?
Yeah, at least in Mexico City, things have somewhat resumed to a normalcy. The metro system, the metro bus system has, according to authorities, come back to almost full capacity. And in fact, it has been running free of charge. And so the areas that have been cordoned off are just specific areas where buildings have come down.
Jorge, as you know, I was down in Mexico City in April to do the show from there. And while I was there, I visited a neighborhood called Ecatepec, which is kind of a slum neighborhood near Mexico City. And it was just filled with these very poorly constructed houses in the hills. I wonder how the poorer neighborhoods of Mexico City have survived this earthquake.
Well, in Ecatepec in particular, which is a borough north of Mexico City, like you said, it is largely very low income. We don't have any major reports of damage there, which is great news. Fortunately, Mexico State, which surrounds the city, was one of the areas that was the least impacted. But if we move farther out, south of Mexico City, there's a town called Cojutla, where there were a few dozen buildings that came down, including the town hall. So unfortunately, as these things happen with natural disasters, some of the communities that were perhaps already in trouble before it happened are sometimes the communities that suffer the most.
There is a strange anniversary that we've talked about here, which is that this earthquake occurred on the anniversary, the 32nd anniversary of an earthquake in Mexico that killed 10,000 people back in 1985. Are people talking about that? Have you met anyone who lived through both?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And there's been a range in reactions. Some people have been rather calm about it. I met a woman who was here for an earthquake in 1957 that was rather strong. It toppled a very famous monument in the city. That's an Angel of Independence. She was here in 1985. She was here, of course, this week. She's been living in the same neighborhood. She's been experiencing it in the same place. And she took it rather calmly, saying, well, you know, this is simply the earth rearranging itself. And, you know, all that we can do is pray to God that he'll protect us. There's been that kind of response. But there's also been people that have been a little bit more frantic about it. I met a family yesterday whose home was still in place. But they said, listen, we don't think that it's a coincidence that it was exactly 32 years later to the date that this earthquake happened. So there's a range of emotions in response to this. And I think that the overarching reality, at least that we can say fact-wise, is that earthquakes here have been happening for millennia. Pre-Hispanic communities had their own seismic warning systems, and they are going to continue to happen. So the question is, how can the city prepare? How can the country prepare? Certainly, there were a lot of lessons after 1985. There were new rules that were put in place. But I think that after this, we've got hundreds of people that died. And I think that hopefully, I think that there probably will be many questions that will be answered about how can we better prepare for this going forward.
That's Jorge Valencia, a reporter with KJZZ, joining us from Mexico City. Jorge, thank you so much.
You're welcome.